Greetings, and welcome to the introductory episode of The Vintage Gamer, a podcast dedicated to seeking out great games from an earlier era. I'm your host, Jim Van Verth. As this is an introductory episode to The Vintage Gamer, I thought I'd answer a few introductory questions. First is, who am I? Who is Jim Van Verth? Well, I am a programmer at Red Storm Entertainment, which is a division of Ubisoft Entertainment. I have been playing and actually creating games for quite a long time. I'm trying to think back to, well, at least the 80s. I created my first board games in the late 70s, actually, for school projects and the like, and which confused the heck out of my teachers, I must tell you. It's nothing like handing in a war game as a social studies project, but I went to a tolerant school, so they put up with it. I should probably clarify that I'm not making a claim that these games were any good. I'm just saying that I created them. Also created computer games and was playing role-playing games back in the day. And now I'm a programmer at a game company. I've been doing this for about 10 years now and have published a few titles. Tom Clancy's Politica is the first major one that I worked on, which is also known as the first commercial Java game. It also had a board game component to it, which I helped design. And I've just recently finished work on Lockdown for the PS2, and we'll be wrapping up Lockdown for the PC, which are both Rainbow Six titles. So that answers the question of who is this guy, Jim Van Verth. The question you're probably asking is, what is this podcast, and why is he doing this podcast? Well, the purpose of this podcast is to look at older games, and I mean games of many categories. I'm talking about board games, card games, role-playing games, and computer games, and possibly puzzles and entertaining toys. The idea is to find the games that were overlooked, or possibly just aren't considered anymore because of the shiny new games that everybody's playing right now, and that are still worth your time. There were a number of inspirations for this, but the primary one was brought about by an article somebody posted, or rather a request somebody posted, on BoardGameGeek. They were looking for the early Games 100s, like the first five or so, from starting back in 1980 and going up to about 1984 or 85. And I happened to have all of those. I used to read Games Magazine back then, and I just saved the ones with the Games 100 because I'd like to see what sort of list people created for what they considered the best games of that era. And he wanted to find out what was on those lists and possibly get some scans of them. And going through them, I looked at it and I thought, there's some pretty good stuff on here. This looks pretty fun. And I was thinking about all the podcasts that I listen to that discuss games, and most of them discuss new games. There's some good ones. Have Games Will Travel, again, talks about new games, talks about new board games, card games, and role-playing games. And then there's Board Games to Go, which does cover older games in special episodes, but in general is dedicated towards newer Euro-style games. And I was thinking, well, what about the games of an era earlier than that? I mean, we've got the old Parker Brothers games. There must be some games in there that have some worth, the old Milton Bradley games, Avalon Hill, all of those. And I thought, well, why not have a podcast just dedicated to that? And that's what this is. Now, I've been focusing in my discussion here mainly on the sort of board game, card game aspect of things. I'm also interested in, to some extent, role-playing games. Although, to be honest, it's kind of hard to cover role-playing games because I don't have a regular role-playing game group. And honestly, role-playing games have grown quite a bit as a media. I mean, they started out as the hack and slash, some rather basic rules, and have grown quite a bit to some interesting places. I think Have Games Will Travel does a much better job of covering that. But I may mention a few if I dig back, and maybe I can convince Paul Tevis to actually come on and we can talk about some older games. The other aspect I might talk about is older computer games, although it is difficult with, you know, changing technology to actually play those older games. So we'll see how that goes. But that is the general idea. But overall, the inspiration is to use the Games 100. I'm just going to grab an old Games 100 here and kind of flip through it. And what we have here is we've got you know, a classic game here. We've got Acquire, which is kind of a hefty game of building hotel chains. Awful Green Things from Outer Space, which is kind of a lighter game of just, well, fighting space monsters. Various electronic devices that allow you to play classic games like checkers and chess and things like that. And the old classic Parker Brothers games like Clue and Monopoly. And, of course, Diplomacy. I'll probably have one episode just on Diplomacy, if you're interested in such things. Now, there is one other aspect that I wanted to draw from the Games 100, other than the large numbers of games and categories of games. There's this overwhelming sense of just fun to it. And I read these blogs and read news groups, and I get this sense that people take games way too seriously. I think games should be fun. Games should be an opportunity to get together with your friends and have some fun. And that involves some socializing. So I'll probably be looking at more of the lighter side of games. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not into games that have no purpose other than to just roll dice and move pieces. I think there should be some sort of substance to the game. But I don't find a game where you're just sitting there, everybody's very quiet and very serious, and you're just looking at your pieces, and nobody's talking. I don't, in general, find that a fun game. That gives you some sense of where I'm coming from and what sort of games I will be covering. And I think that's about it. Some things that I'll be talking about in future shows. One thing I might do is take a single game and analyze and review it, which is sort of the traditional approach to these game podcasts. Another thing I might do is take a classic game and discuss some alternate rules for it. One big example is Monopoly, which, you know, lots of people have played, but there are alternative rules that people have created for Monopoly which provide a different playing experience. Another is chess, which has, of course, the basic chess rules, and then maybe there's the different variants that are played in different countries. Plus, there are things like Nightmare Chess, which add additional components to the standard European version of chess that we all know. Another thing I might talk about, which I'll probably talk about next week, is take, say, a large class of games. And what I'm thinking of for next week is Parker Brothers games, which are some of my favorites from my childhood, and look at those and go, okay, here's this large block of games. Which ones of these are actually still worth it, worth playing with your friends, and which of them are, well, not? And finally, looking at the computer game thing, another example is I might take a computer game. One example that's coming to mind right now is Dark Castle, which was one of my favorites from the Mac days. Then say, what is the game about? And, well, this is an older Mac game, so how do I actually play it on my PC or modern Mac? So we're talking a little bit about emulation aspects in that case. Oh, and one final note on the computer game thing. I will not be talking about first-person shooters that came out after, say, 1998. Those of you in the know that's when Rainbow Six came out, and so I don't really want to talk about games that would compete with Rainbow Six or Ghost Recon, because that is what my studio works on. So they'll really want to either give the appearance of favoritism or trying to dash some competitor's product. Okay, well, before I wrap things up here, I would like to thank Merlafferty of the Geekfu Action Grip and I Should Be Writing podcast for her help and great assistance with this particular podcast. So that's going to be the general idea for the podcast. I hope you will give it a listen. And I think that'll about wrap it up for today. The Vintage Gamer is a podcast produced weekly and available for direct download or RSS at thevintagegamer.net. Theme music for The Vintage Gamer is provided by magnetune.com. That's magnetune.com. And it's available on their album Music of the Spheres. I'm your host, Jim Van Verth, and thank you for listening.